Hello, boys, and welcome to my little quiz game. Today, I'm going to test your general knowledge and just see if it's up to scratch. Then, you're going to get the best reward imaginable. You are going to get to come. But now, first of all, you're going to have to answer some trivia questions. So here's how the game's going to work. I'm going to ask you 9 questions, and each question will come with a reward if you have it right. I won't spoil any of your prizes, but I can tell you that the prizes for getting the final question right is that you are going to get to come. However, if you get any questions wrong, then it's game over for you, I'm afraid. You take your hand off, turn the audio off, and try again tomorrow. So you better have faith in your general knowledge if you play this game. Because if you don't know your stuff, then you're going to end up very, very frustrated. I will give you 1 lifeline, though. If you get stuck on a question, you can choose to skip it. If you do this, though, then until the next question is asked, you have to stop stroking, okay? And you only get to use this once in the entire game. So you have to use it wisely. So, are we ready to begin? Okay, good. First off, I need you to strip down to your underwear. That is the dress code for this quiz. Okay, you strip down to your underwear? Such a good boy. Okay, you're hard already too, huh? That's what I like to see. Okay, let's begin. We'll start with a nice easy one for you. What is the capital of France? Is it A, London, B, Berlin, or C, Paris? You've got 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Decided your answer? Good. If you said London or Berlin, then it's time to turn this audio off, because the right answer is Paris. I hope you got that one right, though. And if you did, it's time for the first reward. I'm going to let you stroke that cock. But stroke it over the fabric of your underwear. Just stroke it nice and slow. Concentrate on the head if you want. Work it up. Get it nice and hard for me. Feel the pre-cum on the tip of your cock soaking through the fabric. Good boy. Now, keep doing that while we move on to question 2. You ready? Here we go. When I'm 64 was a song from which British band? Was it A, the Beatles, B, Queen, or C, the Rolling Stones? Think you know the answer? 5 seconds to decide. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have you earned your reward? It was A, the Beatles, of course. If you got that wrong, then turn the audio off and go get dressed. But if you got it right, it's reward time. That cock must be getting quite hard now, right? Is it dripping with pre-cum? Pushing up against your underwear, just bursting to be let free? It certainly looks like it is to me. Well, let it happen. Go on, get naked for me. And you can play with your cock now, but only with one finger. Just trace it up and down your cock. Tease it for me. We're only just getting started. And believe me, you'll have more than enough time to stroke that cock if you can answer these questions well enough. Okay, time for round three. And we're moving on to science. H2O is the chemical formula for what? Is it A, ethanol, B, water, or C, salt? 5 seconds to lock in your answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This was an easy one, right? It was B, water, of course. If you got that wrong, turn this audio off. But if you got it right, get ready for your reward. It's time for you to stroke properly. Your full hand around that cock, stroking up and down. Wrap your fingers around and stroke. But wait. Use your non-dominant hand to do it. And stroke just slowly for now. It's strange stroking with the wrong hand, isn't it? It just doesn't quite work as well. It's good to get some practice in, though. Stroke nice and slowly for me. I still just want you teasing that cock. The real fun is still to come. You ready for question four? Good. Who was the first president of the United States of America? Was it A, Thomas Jefferson, B, Abraham Lincoln, or C, George Washington? Got your answer? Lock it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it? Good. The answer, of course, is C, George Washington. If you said Jefferson or Lincoln, then take that hand off and switch this audio off. But if you got it right, it's time for you to start stroking with your dominant hand. That's right. Wrap that hand around your cock and stroke for me. But keep it at a medium pace. I don't want you anywhere near the edge yet. I just want you teased, worked up, and desperate for more. Stroke up and down for me. You are doing so good so far. 4 questions right out of 4. Well done. I hope you've still got your question pass lifeline, though. You might need that at some point, because these questions will be getting harder. But harder questions lead to better rewards, of course. Are you ready for question 5? Good boy. Let's go. Which city hosted the Summer Olympics in 2016? Was it A, London, B, Beijing, or C, Rio? 5 seconds to choose your answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You got it? Good. Did you say A, London? Because if you did, it's time for you to turn the audio off. Did you say B, Beijing? I'm afraid that's wrong as well. Turn the audio off. So, if you're still here, you must have said Rio. Congratulations. That's the correct answer. And you've reached the halfway point of my little quiz. And at this point, I'm done with the teasing and the toying and the playing. It's time to get serious. Start stroking that cock hard and fast. I want you getting to the edge. I want you ready to come at any moment. I want you desperate to come at any moment. And there's one other rule I'm going to introduce now, because I think you've done pretty well to get this far. And I'd feel bad to outright deny you after all of this. So from now on, if you get a question wrong, you'll ruin an orgasm for me. Now that means that you are going to get right to the point of no return. The point where you are just about to come and you're going to take your hand off. If you do it right, cum should dribble out of your cock. You'll shoot a load, but you won't orgasm. You get the relief of orgasm with none of the pleasure. It's cruel as hell. I love it. Are you getting close to that edge yet? I know there's something about not knowing if you're going to get to come, that turns you on so much, that makes you even more desperate to come. You better be getting close to that edge, because it's time for question 6. And I've already let you stroke as fast as you want. What do you think I'll reward you with this time? Let's see if you can find out. Question 6. What is the biggest country in the world by area? Is it A, China, B, Russia, or C, Canada? 5 seconds to choose. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This one's a little trickier, but I hope you still got it. It's B, Russia. If you said China or Canada, then I'm so sorry, because this reward is going to be a good one. But you'll miss out, I'm afraid. However, because you got this far, you don't go away empty-handed. You still get your ruined orgasm, remember? Come on. Stroke that cock, get to the edge, get right there, keep going, fuck, yes, get there, get ready to come, so close, get past that point, and take your hand off, ruin it for me, good boy. Oh, look at all that cum just dribbling out. Such a good boy. A good, frustrated boy. But now, I'm afraid that the game is up for you. Time to turn off the audio. Bye. Everyone who's still here, keep stroking for me. Keep on that edge. It's time for your reward. I'm going to suck that beautiful cock of yours. Your cock tastes so good, baby. Feeling you throbbing in my mouth. I really, really hope you get to come. Mm. I hope you enjoy your reward. Let's get ready for question 7. Not too many left now. So, who played John Nash in the 2001 film A Beautiful Mind? Was it A, Hugh Jackman, B, Russell Crowe, or C, Christian Bale? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You think you got it? Or maybe you had to play your pass card. Remember, if you did, then it's hands off from now on until the next question. Now, everyone, get to the edge. Get ready to ruin your orgasm. Get right there. If you said A, Hugh Jackman, then ruin that orgasm. Ruin it right now for me. Good boy. If you said B, Russell Crowe, then slow that stroke down. You got the correct answer. Keep edging for me. Which means if you said C, Christian Bale, it's time to ruin that orgasm. Go on. Ruin it for me. Good boy. Now, those of you who got it wrong, it's time to turn off the audio. And for those who got it right, it's time for your reward. Keep stroking. Keep edging. I have already sucked your cock. So, what's next? Well, it's time for me to fuck you, right? It's time for me to straddle you as you lay down. And then slowly lower my soaking wet pussy onto your cock. Lower myself down until you are filling me up. And then slowly start to grind up and down. I feel your cock inside of me. It feels good. Oh, you like me fucking you like this, don't you? You get a fucking great view of my perfect tits. Just bouncing up and down as you go, as I grind your cock. My hair falling over my shoulders. My head falling back in pleasure as I whimper. As I fuck you. No. Yes. You must be so fucking desperate to come for me. Two questions to go. Here's question 8. In what year was the toy company Lego founded? Was it A, 1932, B, 1942, or See, 1952. Pick your answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you said A, 1932, then congratulations, because you're through to the final question. If you said either to the others, then you go, you got so fucking close. But it's time to ruin that orgasm. Get right to the edge for me. Keep going. Keep going. Take that hand off. Ruin your orgasm. Good boy. Good boy. Now turn this audio off. This final reward isn't for you. Close to coming. And that is your reward. To hear me come. To hear me come all over your cock. To feel my pussy tighten and pulse all around your cock. Oh, fuck. I wish I was there with you right now. So you could just take me and fuck me. Make me come all over you. I'm getting close. Turned yet, but it's mine. Fuck, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. That was good. I hope you've enjoyed this quiz as much as I have. Because we're at the final question now. And remember, no using your past love lifeline on this one. And just because I like being even more cruel, there's not going to be multiple choice of this one either. So, how well do you think you'll do? A general knowledge when you're this desperate to come. Let's find out. It's time for the final question. How many syllables are there in a haiku? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3. 2, 1. You got your answer? Good boy. I'm going to count you down, and at the end, I'll tell you the correct answer. If you got it right, then you'll get to come properly for me. If you get it wrong, then you'll have to ruin that orgasm. Are you ready? Get right to that edge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the answer is 17. If you said 17, then come for me. Yes, come for me. Right fucking now. Good boy. Oh, good boy. And if you didn't say 17, then get right over to that point of no return and ruin that orgasm. So, how did you do? However you did, your balls should be nice and empty now, at least. Well done on making it to the end of my quiz. And extra congratulations to those of you who actually got to have a proper orgasm at the end of all of that. If you're one of the unlucky ones that had to ruin themselves, then, well, at least next time you play, you'll know the answers. Thanks for playing, boys. Until next time.